Divorce mediation is a process where a neutral third party, known as a mediator, helps divorcing couples communicate and negotiate to reach a mutually agreeable settlement. The mediator facilitates discussions on various issues such as property division, child custody, and support without making decisions for the couple. While mediation is a valuable tool for many, it isn't universally the best option. Understanding the nuances of when to opt for alternative routes is essential for any individual facing this pivotal moment. The basic principles of divorce mediation. Divorce mediation operates on fundamental principles that set it apart from other marital dispute resolution methods. Voluntary participation. Both spouses must willingly choose to participate in the mediation process. Confidentiality. What is discussed in mediation remains private and cannot be brought up in court if the case goes to litigation. Neutrality. The mediator does not favor either party and does not make decisions for them, but rather facilitates open communication. How divorce mediation works in Manhattan. In Manhattan, divorce mediation typically involves both parties meeting with a mediator who is trained in conflict resolution and familiar with New York divorce laws. The mediator helps the spouses identify the issues that need to be resolved, such as property division, child custody, and support arrangements, and guides the conversation to help them reach an agreement. Mediation sessions can take place in a series of face-to-face meetings or, increasingly common in a post-pandemic world, through virtual conferencing platforms. Comparing mediation to traditional divorce proceedings. The key differences between mediation and traditional divorce litigation in Manhattan include the level of formality, the role of the court, the time frame, and the cost. Mediation is less formal and is not conducted in a courtroom but rather in a private setting. The court's role is minimized as the parties retain control over the outcome, rather than having a judge decide for them. Mediation can also be a quicker process, as it avoids the often lengthy court proceedings and scheduling delays. Finally, mediation is generally less expensive than litigation due to lower legal fees and reduced court costs. Cases where divorce mediation may be ineffective. High conflict relationships and power imbalances. Situations involving domestic violence or abuse. When one partner is unwilling to cooperate. Lack of full financial disclosure. Mental health issues or substance abuse. Unresolved issues around child custody and parenting. In New York, mediators are not judges and do not have the authority to issue legally binding decisions. Their role is to facilitate communication between the parties, help them understand each other's perspectives, and guide them toward mutually acceptable solutions. Mediators cannot enforce agreements or compel parties to agree. They must remain neutral and cannot provide legal advice to either party, even though they should be knowledgeable about New York divorce law to help parties understand the implications of their decisions. Cases that require judicial intervention. There are specific instances in divorce proceedings where mediation may not be suitable, and judicial intervention is necessary under New York law. Such cases typically involve allegations of domestic violence or child abuse, where the safety of a spouse or child is a concern. Disputes regarding the legality of prenuptial agreements or other contracts that may require a judge's interpretation. Disagreements that remain unresolved through mediation, particularly those involving complex legal questions or significant assets. When one party refuses to disclose financial information or is suspected of hiding assets, which may require formal discovery processes available through the court. Enforcement of existing court orders related to the marriage, such as child support, alimony, or custody arrangements. Financial implications in divorce mediation. Complex financial estates and mediation challenges. When couples possess complex financial portfolios, including multiple properties, investments, businesses, retirement accounts, and other assets, mediation can become more challenging. Mediators in New York are tasked with helping couples work through the division of these assets in a way that is equitable and in accordance with state laws. However, the mediator's ability to assist is predicated on both parties' willingness to disclose all relevant financial information and to engage in transparent discussions about how to divide complex estates. Hidden assets and lack of financial transparency. One of the most critical aspects of divorce mediation is the full and honest disclosure of all assets and liabilities. Unfortunately, there are situations where a spouse may attempt to hide assets or fail to provide complete financial transparency. This behavior is not only unethical but also illegal under New York law. Disparities in financial knowledge between spouses. It is not uncommon for one spouse to have more knowledge about the family finances than the other. This disparity can put the less informed spouse at a disadvantage during mediation. In New York, mediators are sensitive to these imbalances and strive to ensure that both parties fully understand the financial issues at hand. However, mediators cannot provide legal advice or act as a financial advisor to either party. In New York, as in many jurisdictions, divorce mediation offers a more personal and less adversarial alternative to traditional divorce litigation. When emotions overrun rational decision-making, the end of a marriage is typically fraught with emotion, which can cloud judgment and impede rational decision-making. Anger, resentment, grief, and fear are common emotions that can derail the mediation process if they are not acknowledged and managed. The impact of mental health on mediation processes. Mental health concerns can have a profound impact on an individual's capacity to participate in mediation. Conditions such as depression, anxiety, or other mental health issues might affect one's ability to make decisions or advocate for oneself during negotiations. Children's well-being and mediation effectiveness. The well-being of children is a central concern in any divorce proceeding. In mediation, parents are encouraged to focus on the needs of their children and to work toward agreements that serve their best interests. New York law prioritizes the welfare of children in divorce, and mediators are trained to help parents understand how their decisions will affect their children emotionally and practically. Evaluating the potential for successful mediation outcomes. Before entering mediation, it's essential to assess whether the process is likely to result in a successful outcome. This involves considering the attitudes and behaviors of both parties, as well as the complexity of the issues to be resolved. Mediators and legal professionals can help evaluate whether the circumstances are conducive to mediation by considering the party's ability to communicate and negotiate without aggression, the level of mutual respect and willingness to work toward a common goal, the significance of objective legal advice. Obtaining objective legal advice is crucial when considering divorce mediation. An attorney can help a party understand their rights and the legal implications of their decisions. In New York, while mediators facilitate the negotiation process, they cannot provide legal advice to either party. Therefore, it is recommended that each party consult with their attorney to ensure they fully understand their legal rights and obligations. Receive advice on whether their case is suitable for mediation. Get help in preparing for the mediation process, including the gathering and disclosure of financial documents. Review any agreements reached during mediation before they are finalized. Exploring alternative dispute resolution methods. If mediation is not suitable, other alternative dispute resolution, ADR, methods may provide a resolution that is still less adversarial than going to court. These can include collaborative divorce. This process involves both spouses and their attorneys committing to resolving the divorce issues without going to court. Each party has a collaborative lawyer, and other neutral professionals may be involved, such as financial advisors and mental health counselors. Arbitration. In arbitration, a neutral third party makes decisions after hearing each spouse's position and evidence. Although similar to a trial, it can be less formal and offer more privacy than court proceedings. Neutral evaluation. A neutral evaluator, who is often an experienced attorney or retired judge, provides a non-binding assessment of the strengths and weaknesses of each party's case, which can help in negotiating a settlement. Preparing for litigation. What to expect. If ADR is not an option or fails, the next step is to prepare for litigation. Litigation typically involves filing a complaint. The divorce process officially begins when one spouse files a complaint for divorce with the court. Discovery. Both parties exchange information and gather evidence, which may include financial documents, witness testimonies, and expert evaluations. Motions. Requests for the court to make rulings on specific issues before the trial, such as temporary child support or custody arrangements. Trial. If the case doesn't settle, it will go to trial, where a judge will hear both sides of the case and make a final decision on all contested issues. Divorce mediation isn't always the right fit for every situation in New York. Recognizing when to take a different path is crucial for the protection of your rights and interests. If you're facing this complex process, having seasoned Manhattan divorce mediation attorney Ryan Basink by your side can provide the guidance and support you need. To understand more about your options and how mediation might play a role in your divorce, reach out to the law office of Ryan Basink at 929-251-4477 today for a consultation.